Good morning. It's something for the weekend. It's Trina Murray here, and Damien Farrelly is back with news from the net. Morning, Damien.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm only thinking about tomorrow because I'm feeling sorry for all the mammies of Ireland. The one bloody morning that the clocks go forward and you lose an hour in bed, it happens to be Mother's Day.
Do you know I'm on my own this weekend?
No.
He's gone to a stag.
What?
So not a hope of getting breakfast in bed.
That's all flowers. I mean, you might get
not
them from... Where is he? Where's he gone?
Gone to Prague.
Prague?
Yeah. By the way. On a stack.
Can I just say, whatever happened to an Ireland when we used to go to Roscommon for 2 nights, or maybe... Yeah, geez, we might go to Air Square and
get
a bag of chips
and
Supermax.
Do you know where he went for his stag?
Where?
Vegas.
No!
Yeah.
That's one of my life's dreams. Do you know where I went on mine?
Where?
Waterford.
What do you have today for us, Damien?
I'll tell you what, it's another thing that the boffins and the experts are talking about. I feel like me dad, yeah. What sort of a world are we living in now? But experts are warning against a brand new trend that sees parents stopping their children experience failure, right? So the trend is referred to as snow ploughing. Now, just to explain it a little bit, a snow plough parent, for example, will do everything to make sure their little one doesn't have to do anything that might frustrate or unnerve their little Johnny or Mary, right? So if this continues into school, maybe, where parents, and maybe you know one, I hope you're not one, will call up to the teachers and say, oi, they want their kids to get special treatment, by the way, which is, you can't wrap them in cotton wool. We've three. Now, and I was raised in a family of 12. No more cotton wool now. Did it do us any harm, or do I feel kind of neglected that you were just told, get up and get out to play or whatever? I think it's a bad thing. This, you know, snow ploughing, it doesn't sound like a good plan.
It is wrapping them up in cotton wool, and they're not tough. They're not ready for life then when they come out into the big bad world.
Yeah.
I believe it's happening too then when these kids are starting their first job. They're staying for maybe 2 or 3 weeks and then they're realising, oh no, do you know what? Work is too hard, and they quit. And they start the next thing and they give that up. And it's because they've been looked after too well by the parents. There was a guy on Niall Boylan the other day talking about this, saying how he wouldn't have his teenager or his son, who was in college, I think,
right,
working, because he didn't want to put that pressure on him while he was studying. And you're like, we all worked when we were in college.
All the glasses I collected at weekends to pay your rent or to pay your food. But if you don't do that...
You're a cruel parent if you do that now.
It's awful. Yeah, you should be snowplowing. Snowplowing. Snowplow! Snowplow used to be a thing that... Don't you snowplow when you go skiing? Is that where they borrowed that phrase from?
Where they got it from?
Yeah, snowplow means that you... I've been skiing once. Mm. But you snowplow. So basically, in ski language, when you want to stop, it's a snowplow.
So it's the parents protecting you.
There you
from,
go. The
from,
world.
From the world.
From the world. But if you get knocked down right then, how do you get back up?
I don't know.
How do you learn?
And how do you cope if your parents are no longer
that.
There?
That was the 80s. Listen to the 80s. Get up out of that.
Now, the best clip ever was in The Snapper.
You shut your mouth. Get in there and get your clothes on. Go down and get your breakfast and get a bleeding job for yourself, right?
Do you remember that from The Snapper?
I love it. So snow ploughing, if you're being overprotective of your children, beware, they're going to turn into adults who aren't ready for the big bad world.
I'm just thinking too, wasn't that around years ago? Because you would have the parents going, my Johnny and Mary wouldn't do that. They'd never do that.
I have a friend who is a primary school teacher, and the amount of times at the parent-teacher meeting, the parents will come in, the little brat, you know, that wasn't mine. And she's like, well, I saw him doing it.
Yeah.
So it was. No, no, no. You're the problem. The teacher was the problem.
Oh my God.
You know. So
I've no problem with that. If it teaches my kid to be a little bit better behaved, and God knows you have to have a little bit of discipline. So if you don't have that, you're bunched. I think anyway. I presume there's people listening. Oh, no, you can't. Well, do it at home then. If you did it at home,
look,
the teacher wouldn't have to do it.
You're always going to get kids who are a little bit more sensitive, and you can be aware of that.
Of course.
But this, you don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, like clearing your bedroom. Would you stop?
Yeah.
When are you back on, Damien?
Mother's Day morning.
Aww.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock to 2, Classic Hit Sunday. We're going to be doing loads of requests, and we'll be giving away loads of red roses over the radio via request. I actually said to my wife, you know the way it's a main thing, what will I get from Mother's Day? Well, don't get me flowers, she says. The hay fever's starting back up.
I can't win, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.